The things we just accept. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing, presented by Dell Small Business. With all that's going on, the last thing any of us needs is unnecessary sleep deprivation. And yet here we are again, messing with the clocks for no logical reason. Doctors say the time shift can lead to heart attacks, strokes, atrial fibrillation, and car accidents, to quote the Wall Street Journal. And it doesn't even save energy like it was supposed to. Even believers in the Green New Deal, who instinctively love the idea of forced sacrifice, don't care about it. So why do we still do it? Maybe to show that it's possible for everyone to agree on something, even if it's stupid? Well, heck, if we can discipline ourselves to do that, why can't we all just agree to maintain a safe following distance, or that today is actually Saturday, or that Elizabeth Warren is still running? No. Instead, we all just agree to change the clocks so Joe Biden gets even less sleep. If Trump had ordered this, Adam Schiff would have called him vindictive, and CNN would have called in 15 guests to discuss it. But Dave, how can you complain about losing an hour when we just got a bonus day last Saturday? Well, you have a point there, but it wasn't really a bonus day, was it? I don't know about your weekend, but my weekend was still only 2 days long. The establishment has done a lot of insidious things in its time, but forcing us all to drive drunk to church is as low as it gets. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.